First perek of Kelim, ninth Mishnah, Bein Ulam leMizbeach. In between the anteroom of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach, the Kodesh Shemena that had a higher level of Kedushin than the Ezra's Yisrael. Over there, ain't Bali Mumin. A Bal Mum cannot go there and Prue Roy. Somebody didn't have his hair cut within 30 days, cannot go there. Nichlas l'sham, they can't go there. Heichel, Beis HaMikdash itself is more Mekodesh Mimeno. Shein Nichlas l'sham, lo yirutz v'yodam raglaim. To go into that area, one would have to wash his hands and his feet. Mekodesh HaKadoshim, HaKodesh HaKadoshim, Mekodesh Mimeno. The place where the Aron was even more Mekodesh than the rest of the Beis HaMikdash. Shein Nichlas l'sham, el Koyen Godli Yom Kippurim. Shas Avoyde. The only time anyone would go in there was Koyen Godli Yom Kippur. In respect to five things, the Beis HaMikdash itself and the area of between the Ulam and the Mizbech have the same level. Shein Bale Mumim cannot go there. Puri Rosh can't go into either of those places. And also he adds Shtuya Yayin, somebody who drank wine, also cannot go into either of those places. Shalot Rochetz Yodayim V'Raglayim. That this whole grouping of Bali Mumim, Puri Rosh, Shtu Yayin, and Ein Rochetz Yodayim Raglayim cannot go to either of these areas, which is not like the Tanna Kamma that says that Ben Ulam Mizbech, one who did not wash his hands, can go there. When they'd be marked the Ketores in the base of Mikdash, everybody would leave the area of the Ulam, between the Ulam and the Mizbech.